Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. We looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Even if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And what can stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God. Oh, lift up your hands and give God the praise this morning, because he's awesome. He is amazing. He is all-knowing. He is mighty. He is powerful. Hallelujah, and we bless his holy name this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. We adore you. Could no one before you. We adore you. We adore you. We bow down before you. We bow down before you. We come humbly to you. We bow down before you. For you are worthy. You worthy. Every day he is. You are worthy. You are worthy. This morning we just simply say, hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. When you don't have anything else to say, just say, hallelujah. And sometimes you just have to say, Host, take it away.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for your time of worship with us this morning. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for seating and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, that's over 11 and a half years ago, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalms 88 and verse 13. But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich and add and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Brother Daryl did this morning, or as a psalmist, as Minister Tiffany did, and as a host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take our prayer request and praise report in the second half of this call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company, Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, and it is held Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number is 716-293-9707. It's Inspirational Monday today, and the host is Dr. Vanessa, and our guest speaker will be Minister Cynthia this morning. Okay, our speaker for today really don't need any introduction. That is Prophet Kai, and she's an electrical engineer, a mother, and a mentor. What I'll do is I will pray, and the next voice you will hear this morning is Prophet Kai. Our Father, O God, once again we come in your presence, dear Lord. Father, enlighten our minds with the truth, with your truth, Father. Inflame our hearts with love. Inspire our will with your courage. Enrich our lives with service. Pardon what we have been. Sanctify what we are. Order what we shall be, and thine shall be our glory. Also as well, Father God, watch over Prophet Kai as she bring the word to us this morning. Strengthen her and protect her, Father God, as she pour into us this day. Watch over Dr. Vanessa as well as Dr. Piccola Roberts, Father God, that will be having a birthday tomorrow. She's looking forward to her wonderful day tomorrow, Father. Strengthen her, Father, and protect her. Watch over our family, our TMC family, and extended family members, Father God. These and all other mercies I ask, dear Lord, in your name's sake, I pray. Amen. Prophet Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Simone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Simone, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, we give thanks to the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes allowed us to be here today, Dr. Piccola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. So we are in the midst of the Count It All Joy series, and of course we wrapped up the last series, which was Wisdom and Understanding, and we are moving on to the next series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. The assignment is forgiveness. Now, this one is a little harder and a little deeper because it means we've really got to look at ourselves and examine where we are walking in unforgiveness. Where are we walking in unforgiveness? Are we walking in unforgiveness? And we've got to look at what Jesus says about forgiving. We've got to look at our heart and examine the conditions of where we are. And if we do that earnestly and we do that sincerely, then we can examine the condition of our heart and get ourselves right with God. So we've got to really take some time and stop here and see what the Bible says about forgiveness and what forgiveness is, and look at the state that we're in. So we're going to spend some time here doing some self-examination, really taking the time, and I know I'm setting this up, but we got to really do some self-examination here so that we don't get caught in a situation where we are in unforgiveness, because that can put us in a place where we are out of the will of God, and we don't want to be out of the will of God at all. Well, let me talk for me. I don't want to be out of the will of God. You all might be okay with that. If we call ourselves children of God, then we should not be okay with being out of the will of God. So we want to make sure that we are walking in forgiveness. We want to make sure that we are walking according to what God has called us to walk according to. So we need to make sure, that we are walking in forgiveness. So we're going to look at a biblical definition of forgiveness. Forgiveness, according to the Bible, is correctly understand as God's promise not to count our sins against us. Forgiveness, according to the Bible, is correctly understands as God's promise not to hold our sins against us. Biblical forgiveness requires repentance on our part, turning away from our old life of sin, and faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that is forgiveness on God's part for us. So that is the first part of forgiveness. That is forgiveness of God towards man. But there is our part of forgiveness, and that is us forgiving one another. So there are two parts to forgiveness. We always, you know, everybody is quick to want to look at God's part of him forgiving us. But do we always want to look at our part, man's, that horizontal part of us being forgiving of one another? And we have to do the same thing. If God is willing to forgive our sins, then we have to forgive the sins of our brothers in the same manner, because we are made in the image of God. So forgiveness, according to the Bible, is correctly understood as God's promise not to count our sins against us. So if that is the correct understanding, is God does not count our sins against us, and we are created in his image and in his likeness, then we should also correctly understand that we are not to hold our brother and sister's sins against them. And I know that's stopping some of y'all in your tracks, because it stopped me in mine. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. Yeah, I had to stop and say it again right there. I had to, because I know some of y'all saying, wait a minute, but you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how they treated me. You don't know where they took me. You don't. I don't, but God does. And I will say it to you. You don't know how we did him. He was beaten for our iniquity. He was bruised for our sin. He went to the cross so that we were returned to right relationship with God. So every time I begin to allow myself to say, but you don't know how they did me, but I know how I did Jesus, and yet he still went to the cross for me. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. He loved me enough to go to the cross so that I could be forgiven. There are some things we got to forgive. Some things we got to count it all joy and forgive. If he was willing to go to the cross so that we might be saved, so that we could be forgiven and return to right relationship, what is it that we can't forgive? Because we don't have to go to the cross for it. That doesn't mean that we return that person to the same place in our lives. It just means we forgive them and move on. Ephesians 4:3, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Matthew 6:15, but if you do not forgive one another their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Stop there for a minute. If you can't forgive your brother or sister in Christ, neither will your Father forgive you your trespass. I don't know about you, but I want Daddy God to forgive me. Because 1 John 1:9 tells me, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to be cleansed. from all unrighteousness, not some, not partially, not kind of, sort of, but cleansed from all unrighteousness. See, we have to be willing to be kind to one another, forgiving one another, as God in Christ Jesus forgave us. Because he sent Jesus so that we could be saved, and through that salvation comes forgiveness. But we got to do the work of forgiveness. See, it doesn't just come easily. It's work. It takes us truly examining our heart. What is the condition of your heart? The Passion Translation of Ephesians 4:32 says, "But instead be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive one another in the depth of Christ's love." In the depth of Christ's love. Think about how much Christ loved us. Think about the love it must have taken, for in spite of knowing that he was going to be beaten and brutalized and just had to carry a cross and going to be nailed to that cross, he went to that judgment anyway, knowing what he was going to receive, knowing the treatment he was going to get. He handed himself over anyway, so that we could be forgiven and returned to right relationship with God. But we've got to get the conditions of our heart in order. The assignment is forgiveness. See, but we can't walk out forgiveness if we have not first forgiven ourselves. See, it's hard to extend something to someone else if we have not done it for ourselves. We've all made mistakes. The word says we've all fallen short and missed the glory of God. So have we forgiven ourselves those mistakes? Have we extended that kindness and grace and affection to ourselves and forgiven ourselves for those past mistakes? Or are we allowing the enemy to run that same old tape, that reel of film, over and over in our head? Or have we repented and turned from our evil ways and accepted the love of God, the grace of God, and the forgiveness of God for ourselves? Have we done that? See, we talk about forgiveness, but we gloss over the forgiveness of self. Have we taken the time to forgive ourselves? Have we moved past the harsh judgment of self? Have we put in the work to love ourselves, to forgive ourselves? Have we done what we need to do that? We really have to take the time to do that. And when we sin, we know that we sin against God. And if he is willing to forgive us, if he is willing to cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, then why are we still holding that sin against ourselves? If we are justified by faith through him, we have also obtained access by faith, then why are we still holding those things against ourselves? So we've got a lot of work to do as we count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. So as we begin to unpack this assignment, we're going to talk about forgiveness of self. We're going to talk about forgiveness of our brothers and sisters. We're going to talk about God's forgiveness of man. We're going to unpack some things and look at it as a whole and what it looks like. We're going to talk about some practical things we need to do to be able to forgive one another, to be able to forgive ourselves. We're going to look at this thing from God's perspective and how and why he forgave man. Because he loved us and desired more than anything to restore that relationship that he created when he created Adam and Eve. So we're going to be here in this series for a minute. We're going to be on this particular assignment for a minute as we just continue to walk out what God is doing with us. But see, we've got to get our hearts right because we don't know. Tomorrow is not promised. But we need to get this piece in order. So we're going to spend some time on the assignment is forgiveness, making sure we have our hearts in order. Making sure that we're not holding something against ourselves, against our brothers and sisters. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. Are we walking around in unforgiveness? We'll talk about the parables of the unmerciful servant that comes up in Matthew 18:21-35. We'll look at how he received forgiveness from his master and yet was willing to have his fellow servant thrown in jail. We will look at a few other stories about how Joseph forgave his brothers and ultimately saved their lives. We'll look at how Jesus forgave the woman caught in adultery. He who is without sin cast the first stone. And how everyone had to walk away. We will look at some stories of forgiveness throughout biblical times. And we'll look at the principles of forgiveness and how we walk those out. And how only God is faithful to cleanse us when we confess to him and restore us to right fellowship with him. And how forgiving yourself is all about receiving God's forgiveness. And how walking around with unforgiveness of yourself is telling God his forgiveness is not good enough for you. And that the work of Jesus was not good enough to restore you to right relationship. And how dare we say that? So as we go through this series, this part of the Count It All Joy series, we'll get into some things on forgiveness, and we'll look at our relationship with God, and we'll check our heart condition, and we'll spend some time doing some things, some of the hard work that we probably still all need to be doing. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. Minister Simone, back to you.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. Our full message again this morning, count it all joy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Powerful message again this morning. Count it all joy where we walk in forgiveness of ourselves, others, and of others. Let us pray. Lord, may we become more aware of your presence in our life. May we discover that you do walk with us each day of our lives, accompanying us in darkness as well as in light, in sadness as well as in joy. May your spirit lead us and trust and come to know that you keep your word as you always faithfully and loving. Thank you, dear Lord, for that powerful message again this morning. Fill up Prophet Kai as she flourished on us, dear Lord. Strengthen her and protect her. Watch over us throughout this day, dear Father. As we take on this day, I ask your mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. To hear a playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. That's immediately following this call this morning. And that's the host is Dr. Vanessa, and our guest speaker is Minister Cynthia. Thank you, Psalmist Tiffany, for your word, your powerful songs of praise this morning. And thank you, Minister Daryl, for teaching and greeting us again. And also thanks again to Prophet Kai for that powerful message this morning. Prophet Kai, could you come back in and give us the benediction, please? Thank you.
Thank you again, Minister Simone, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again for such a time as this. Lord, we ask you that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask that you continue to keep us in your will, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you because we know that you first loved us. Father, we give your name the highest praise and say hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. We love you, our TMC family. We ask that you join us tomorrow for our special celebration of our very own Dr. Pakola. And we just continue to ask you to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.